The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hey, everyone. Good morning, or afternoon, or night. It's morning here. It's an early show today. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. I'm Nikki Glaser. Hello. Gosh, what a good show we have for you today. We have a fun segment later on that I hope you stick around for because, yeah, it's a new segment we're breaking out on the show that we've been wanting to do for a while, which is where I record a personal moment in my life outside of the podcast studio and then offer commentary upon said recording. And over the weekend, I accidentally recorded myself and I went back and watched the video and realized it was really funny. And so I sent it to Noah and we're going to explore that later. So you'll want to stay tuned. We also have Andrew coming in later to give us the news. Andrew and I had a great weekend. Lots to cover today. Andrew is waiting in the wings outside the door, by the way. He can hear everything I'm saying. Usually he like stays in his room, but I think he's like actively out in the living room. He can hear me. It doesn't matter. He went and got some Celsius this morning at CVS. I bit my tongue because it was funny. He has this habit right now. If you're just joining the show, Andrew Collin is my co-host and roommate. And I record the podcast out of a guest room next to my bedroom. I don't know why I'm telling you which room it is. In case you come murder me, you'll see the studio and then you're going to want to take a left because that'll be my bedroom. You're heading to the wrong room if you're trying to murder me up in my studio. But this morning, he has this habit of like leaving before me. Like when we're leaving at the same time, he'll leave. Literally, I'll be like, oh, I have to go get my AirPods. I'll go run in my room. And then he walks out the door and starts going to the elevators, which is like quite a hike to the elevators. I think I counted the steps the other day, and I think it's like 100 steps to the elevators, which doesn't matter. I just don't like when someone like, even if we're going to different places, if we're leaving at the same time, just like, why are you? First of all, it's annoying because you'll get to the elevator bank, you'll call the elevator, you'll get on that elevator. Now I got to wait for that thing to go down and come back up because usually the elevators are just like, there's only one out of the three that's actually operating. Did I say any of this to him? No. Will I eventually confront him with it? Yes. Will it only be revealed once he's done it approximately 9 times? Of course. Has he done it twice? Yes. So do we have 7 more to go before I explode on him? Yeah. But this morning, he has a big old golf tournament. It's not even a tournament. It's so funny. He got asked to be a part of a celebrity golf experience by Joe Buck, my personal friend, sports announcer, author, overall great person, St. Louis celeb, Joe Buck. If you've been listening to the show, I spent a 4.5-hour flight next to Joe Buck going out to LA a couple weeks ago. And we just, you know, you spend 4.5 hours on a plane next to someone, and he's an honest guy. And I ask questions that are very revealing. You just sense when someone shares as openly as you do. And I got that sense from old Joey Buck, and we just like became such good friends. And the thing is, like, it's weird. From the other night, I was at a barbecue at my ex-boyfriend's brother's house, which I'm sure he loves that I refer to him as that. But no, he's my friend and fellow comedian, Tim Convey. I was over at his house with his wife and they were having a barbecue, and Andrew was there with his new girlfriend, meaning like they just made it a fish. But she's been around a while. Love her. So we're all there. And the Cardinals game is on. And we are talking about, one of the people at the barbecue was an anesthesiologist. And I go, my friend went under for a hair transplant and it fucked up his throat. And they were like, oh my God. And they were talking about it. And then Andrew goes, your friend is on TV right now. And I was like, and I wasn't trying to be like, my friend Joe Buck, but I was really like, how did that happen? I never want to fuck up my throat. It's already fucked up enough. And then Andrew's like, he's literally on TV. And they're like, wait, your friend is Joe Buck? And I'm like, it's weird saying he's my friend because we don't like hang out, but we spent 4.5 hours on a plane next to each other. You tell me, how often do you sit next to someone that close, Like, you don't even sit next to your spouse that close on the couch unless it's like date night. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, think about how close you are on a plane, and if you're actually talking to the person next to you, it builds an intimacy between two people that if we all forced ourselves to sit next to people closer and have conversations where your faces are so close together within inches apart, we would all be best friends and have much better connections, because you're kind of whispering like this because you don't want to bug other people. Whispering creates a tone of like, this is a safe circle. We can share stories. So we became like, I would say I'm as close to him as many of my friends that I've spent multiple occasions with because of this 4.5 hour intense hang. And it's like podcasting. Like, I always say that Joe Rogan is my friend because he is. Granted, I've only hung out with him outside of his podcast studio backstage at the Comedy Store for like minutes at a time. Like, not like it fleeting, you know? We've never hung out outside the podcast studio, but you're sitting and talking with someone for 3.5 hours, and I've been on there twice. That's a 7 hour hang. Imagine if every one of your friends, like when you get to a 7 hour hang, if you add up all the times you hang out with someone and you add it up to 7 hours, you go, that person's my friend. You start saying that you're friend. So my friend Joe Buck asked my friend Andrew Collin to do the celebrity golf tournament today, but not through me. That's the weird thing. They both have a mutual friend, and so Joe asked Andrew, because Andrew asked Joe to golf sometime, and Joe's like, well, I got the celebrity thing on Monday. So Andrew bought a whole new wardrobe, golf wardrobe. I can only imagine how much money this guy spent. It's none of my business. I mean, it really is none of my business, but it's also intriguing to me, and I don't judge it. But he got all new clothes, new sticks, which are clubs. And oh my God, him opening the clubs yesterday was so annoying. It was like, again, a kid on Christmas. I think because Andrew never celebrated Christmas, he's getting all of these like ripping boxes open with like this like drool coming out of his mouth and like ripping it in a way that's like, well, we're not even gonna be able to recycle that. That's just gonna, we can line a hamster's cage with what you've done to that box, but nothing else. Yesterday when he got this box, I wake up, he walks into the apartment for the first time in the whole weekend because he was staying at his girlfriend's place. He has his little clubs with him, which I surmise is the only reason he even came home, because he got a message that his clubs arrived. He comes in, he's ripping this box open, Noah. And I'm like, do you want to go get coffee? And he's like, just hold on a second. And I go, can you just like open that when we get back? Because he's struggling with it. And he's like, I just want to open it. And I go, but it'll take 10 minutes and then you can come open it and like actually play with the thing you're going to open. We're about to leave. And he opens it and he's like, just let me have fun. And I go, okay, fine. He opens the club and then he wants to take a picture with it for Instagram. And I'm like, and he's trying to hastily do it. And I go, why don't we just do it when we come back, when they're like, we have time to take a good picture. That when Andrew wants it, he wants it. I am someone who would rather wait for things to be perfect before I have them. I literally just opened a present from my mom. That was a Christmas present that I just never opened, because it's just so nice to have a present sitting there being like, when I do want it, I have a present. Like, just knowing I have a treat is a treat enough. I am a pleasure delayer through my core. And Andrew is he just wants to just rip it open. His taunting with my birthday gift the day before my birthday, as soon as he bought it, he just walks in and he's like, birthday gift. And I'm like, just wait till tomorrow. I just want to open it on my birthday. And like, I see a Lululemon bag. Like, can you wrap it or something? I know you're good at opening things. Can you package it? But he's just a little hasty boy. And this morning he was leaving, as I was going to get coffee and walk Luigi, he was going to CVS. And suspiciously, so I go, you getting some butthole cream? Like, it seemed like he was like, I go, where are you going? He was like, CVS. I go, oh, okay, well, what you getting there? And he's in his golf outfit already, you know, he's ready to go. I go, what are you getting there? He's like, I go, you getting some, what's Rectacare? What's going on? He goes, Celsius. I was like, okay, you're getting Celsius, the drink that, you know, caused a little bit of a tiff last week. I realized why I hate Celsius, Noah. I looked at the can to really explore what he loves about this drink. Because Celsius is good, But I go, what is it? It's not just Dustin Poirier drinking them on Instagram. The reason, listen, maybe that is the reason he likes them. I don't like them because they say they like burn fat. Like, and I feel like he's falling for that. I think he does think that they burn carbs and fat. Like any drink or anything that tells you it burns fat, I'm sorry, can we all be better consumers? Don't you understand at this point? Listener, I'm sure you do. Andrew, I think, still has faith that there is anything out there that burns fat. If there was something on the market that burned fat, don't you think it would be what everyone would drink and consume? Don't you think it would get around that this thing actually burns fat and you don't have to do anything else except drink this drink? There is nothing that does that. It's all a lie. And listen, I get tricked by marketing constantly. I was going to do a haul. I just got a ton of Sephora makeup and body creams and all this bullshit. I just like restocked, went nuts on Sephora. I mean, I spent a lot, too much. But, I needed all this stuff. And I wanted to get travel sizes because I'm tired of like packing these huge bottles to use like a little dollop just so I can have a serum. And I wanted to do a haul where it was like, hey guys, I just got this haul from Sephora and I wanted to talk through each of my products because it is interesting. I'm sure people are interested in what skincare after using skincare for 15 plus. I mean, since I was 14, I've used it. So over 20 years of my life, I've been perfecting my makeup regimen. And even though I don't care about that stuff so much and I'm not an ace at it, I'm sure I could help out some people by steering them. I've tested enough things that I like know what I like for some products and I would like to tell people. I'm sure people would be curious. And I wanted to do a haul, maybe start a TikTok account by doing it. But I wanted to give the real reasons why I got things, you know? Like I wanted to be like, I got this Chanel perfume because I just really love the, first of all, the color of the packaging got my eye. And I think that that color equals a scent that maybe will make me smell good and make a man like smell me and stop and be like, are you like, you smell really good. And then we strike up a conversation and then he ends up being really charming. And we both play guitar and I'm like a little bit better than him. So it's like not as intimidating. And then we can start playing guitar together. And that's how we start out as like just friends. And then each product I think is going to give me this life because that's the true answer. All of these products, some of them I'm like, I've tested it, I love it, it makes my skin look this way. But it's all essentially so that someone will love me. I mean, all of it. Literally, I don't think there's anything on there that's like, I just like to smell that way because me. And even if it is me, it's like, I think it smells good, so maybe I think other people will. Does that make sense? Let's get Andrew in here.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the show, Andrew. Why haven't you put on your golf shoes yet?
Well, they're spikes. I don't want to mess up the floor.
They're barely spikes. They have a gentle, gentle rubber, like, it's not spikes.
They're great for exfoliating.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I love it. How much do you want to step on my face with those shoes?
What do you mean?
I mean, sometimes when I'm annoying.
Oh, well, yeah, but not yet.
Oh, you didn't hear my first part of the show.
Oh, God. Did you just make fun of my outfit?
I made fun of you opening that box of your club this weekend. You couldn't wait. You just have these moments where you're like a four-year-old child. And Noah just compared you in the break to as you were coming out here and we had to wait for you. I thought you were just outside the door, by the way, the whole time. But this... Noah described you as a kid on, when it's back to school.
Yeah.
And you get your new wardrobe a week before. You're the kid that, like, wears it all before. Mm-hmm. And then by the time school starts, it's dirty. Like, you got a whole new golf wardrobe. How did you sleep last night knowing that you have a big old tourney today?
I mean.
That's not really a tournament.
What do you mean?
I mean, Joe told us last night at dinner. We went to dinner with Joe Buck last night.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I don't even know where to start here. I walked into the house yesterday and Nikki goes, let's go get a coffee. I go, give me 2 minutes. And she goes, I want to go now. I need to go now. Like that energy. And I just wanted to open the clubs.
Then you should have said, then go. And I would have been cool. There we go.
I know. Or you could have gone, but the 2 thing minutes.
Is, no, because
I'm so excited for your clubs. You go, why are you excited for these clubs?
No,
you're so negative. Yes, you were.
I didn't say why you're excited. I understand the excitement. My question was, why open
why
these?
Why can't you wait? What is this? Why is this
a
big deal?
Can you let me just finish why I think you should have waited? Because I know that when you open something, you want to play with it. And I knew we were going to Starbucks. So if it was going to be 2 minutes, why open the club just so you can like see it and then put it down? Like,
it's not a vibrator. I would have been fine.
You tried to take a picture with it for Instagram.
Sure.
And I was like, what? Just let's wait till it can be framed and lit properly.
I was excited. Okay. For a long time, I couldn't afford golf clubs in New York. I didn't play golf in New York because you can't get to a course. It's expensive habit. The only courses I could play in New York was this par 3 course by Citi Field. You said to me, you go, I didn't even know you were into golf. When my 20s, I was obsessed with golf.
Obsession.
Yeah.
Because I know, like I am with guitar right now, like I get very focused and obsessed with something. It's kind of like an ADD, mm-hmm. Possibly spectrum-y thing.
Yeah.
Is that you get ultra obsessed with certain things. And I just know Andrew is going to be like all
the best
day
golfer in the world.
Well, yesterday we went to bed after we got back from Joe Buck's, the dinner with Joe Buck. So fun. Such a wild night.
Do
last
people
night.
Know we're playing golf with that? I'm playing golf with
Joe.
Okay,
they do. Right. I explained it. And that you met through, not me. I didn't take credit for it. Don't worry.
I didn't. That wasn't where I was going.
So, last night though, we get back and he goes in his bedroom and I can hear him listening to things. Like he listens to stuff so loud and bad that sometimes I can go like, what is he watching in there? Sometimes I think you're watching Friends. I realize everything sounds like Friends, but then there was no laugh track. So I go, what is it? There's so much of me. How much would you hate me? And I'm not going to ever do this, but I want to know if I have permission to try to listen to what you're listening to. Is that going to be, is that feel like an invasion? Because sometimes if
yes,
I just got close to your
that
door,
is an
I can
invasion.
Hear, okay, I won't do it then. I won't do it.
That's an invasion. My room is near the living room. You are off in a corner. If I even go near your room, 30 feet in, there's an alarm that goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And you're outside my door. What was I listening to?
I didn't go next to you. I'm asking you for permission. If I hear something, can I get closer so I can make fun of you for it later?
I'm trying to think what I was watching.
I almost wrote to you and go, what the hell are you watching? It was so loud. I'm guessing it was golf related. I mean, you've been on golf TikTok. You've been
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. And it feels great. It feels great to have a hobby again.
Yeah.
And I really did like...
You had a hobby before. I wanted to write
before?
To the guy that he's been going to these workout classes. I wanted to write to him and be like, sorry, buddy. Your friend has switched obsessions. It's now going to be going into golf. Because I just know you can't juggle all these obsessions.
I'm
going to
have two. Those are it. Just those two. Just those two. Workout in the morning.
And we got to call your lady.
Podcast. Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Three.
Yeah.
I'm excited for today. We're going to get out there. This course is apparently built in like the 1950s.
Apparently, my grandpa says that the course is
built in 1954. I'm excited. I don't know if they let Jews on this course. I think there are Jews, but they're underneath the green. Mm. It's one of those old Warson.
Old Warson. Listen, we were... St. Louis is, as I've talked about it, a very... racially segregated and, you know, economically segregated.
Golf
city.
In general has been.
So golf is like...
It's literally called the Masters. Like...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah. I know.
And the dumb jackets. Like last night we went to this, like after dinner, Noah, it was so cool. So we go to dinner with Joe and his golf...
Yeah.
Pro, his golf like tutor who he had, who was a friend of his that he flew from Texas to come and like give him a lesson before to brush up before the tournament, which is Joe does a children's charity golf tournament that's what Andrew's playing in. So Joe had this pro come in. Andrew had just put out a hit. No, just put out a request on Instagram on his story for a St. Louis golf pro to help him with his game. And then we get to dinner and Joe walks in and goes, this is my buddy Mark. He's my golf tutor or whatever. And I go, oh my God, this dinner. I am walking. Andrew is in heaven.
This guy's right out of Tin Cup. Have you ever seen the movie Tin Cup?
No, but I know Kevin Costner is like a... Yeah, he kind of looks like Kevin Costner.
Yeah, he does have a Costner feel.
So we sit down and Andrew, honestly, before we got sat, we are at the hostess stand. Andrew is telling this guy about what his issue is of like, you know, my shoulders want to go into the wedge and the thing. Like, and I go, it seems like a joke that he's starting this now. But it's not a joke. He's serious right now.
And I grabbed the silverware. I was like, how's this grip? Is it too strong?
The guy loved it. He goes, this is what I'm great at. And it's like, it was such a fun dinner because Andrew was having his like obsession addressed and talked about. And I got to just sit there and kind of like hang back and just watch it. And then it was so fun. We just had a really long dinner where we ended up sharing insane fun stories. And then we leave and we go to this. So then Joe's
the
like,
Illuminati party.
Yeah. Joe's like, I want to like, we shut down this place. It was like, you know, shutting it down was like 10 o'clock and we got there at 8. So we're there for a couple hours and we leave.
We're a great time, by the way. If you want a dinner party and
dude,
it's like
if
four
you want
people and you
two
need-
people added to your dinner party, I'm not kidding you. Pay us to come to your dinner. We are interested. We're curious in other people. We're not going to steal the show. We are going to laugh. We are going to get you to comfortable sharing stories that you wouldn't normally share. You're going to have a great time. I swear, we are really good. High five on that. You're always...
We bounce off each other.
And I can bring this guy anywhere. You know, I give Andrew a lot of shit, but people might think that like, oh my, why does she have him around if she's constantly complaining and giving him shit? That's just, you know, it's for a bit and it's actually, you know, we're friends and we live together, so I get annoyed sometimes. But Andrew's legit like the best wingman for a party because he's just like a fun time. He laughs at everyone. He's being silly.
I could talk to anyone, I feel like.
You really could.
From poor to rich, from any ethnicity, whatever.
Let's not get crazy here. From
not
like
that
middle
poor.
Class.
Yes, from middle to upper class. Wearing golf clothes.
So afterwards, just to make this real quick, Joe is like, I want to get a cigar. And I was like, I'll smoke a cigar. Like and you don't inhale. And I love the smell of cigar. So I was like, I want to get a cigar. And so we walk and I don't even know where we're going. Joe's just like leading us. We go to, I'm not even going to say where we go to this like ritzy hotel that I didn't even know existed. And we walk in. It's maybe the most beautiful lobby of a hotel I've ever seen in my life. And it's in St. Louis. It's like, it's the Ritz. Let me just say that because I want to shout it out. It's like gorgeous. Please give me a free stay there. Staycation. And
hashtag.
Then we go and he leads us down a bunch of weird hallways. I'm like, are we going to like an underground, like, you know,
like
sex
a speakeasy
club?
Sex club.
Like, I was
like
what is happening? So many weird hallways. And then he knocks on this door and it's this unmarked door and it's a cigar club and you walk in and it's like this like Illuminati back door. Like you have to pull on a candlestick, say a code, do a handshake with the man who pretends not to know you. And then he lets, please come in, Mr. Buck. And we walk in this place and there was definitely he was a sports guy. Some guy in the corner was like some like hotshot young sports kid.
I mean, you go around town with Joe Buck in St. Louis. He's probably one of the biggest figures here. There was a hockey player that knew him at Capitol Grill. But yeah, so we're in the cigar bar.
And I'm feeling a little nauseous because it's just cigar smoke and it's making me sick. And I'm feeling like...
Cigar smoke.
I didn't even want a cigar. I got in there. I go, I just want water.
Cigar club is like hookah for the elite.
Yeah, and no one really likes it. Everyone's just kind of like, what are we doing? Like, it's just, it's kuh. Nothing, there's nothing about a cigar place that is anything but kuh. There are jackets in this closet that you walk in and you can swap out your jacket for another jacket. And I go, I guess a smoking jacket is so that you stink.
Oh my God, that's what they were?
Yeah, they're smoking jackets.
Oh,
what'd you
that's
think they
what
were?
A smoking jacket is?
What did you think it was?
I had no idea. I didn't know. I didn't even think. I thought a smoking jacket, like a smoking jacket.
Oh, like smoking.
It looks great.
Well, they had this row of jackets that looked like the Masters jackets. I mean, it's all the same.
Oh my God,
kind of
so
thing.
You trade in your jacket
but
first?
But I wonder if those, okay, you trade in your jacket, even the closet you put your clean jacket in is going to smell like cigar smoke. So what's the, you just put on a jacket so you can feel cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted a goddamn jacket. I was annoyed that they didn't offer me one.
I think there needs to be perfume jackets when you want to cheat on your wife.
Oh my God, we had so much fun just hanging out. It was like, Noah, I gotta say, I'm embracing St. Louis life.
Hell yeah.
Friday night I stayed in, I think, and had a great
Wednesday
time.
Wednesday we go to a game, another baseball game.
Wednesday we go to a baseball
Friday.
Game. Friday I stay in and I have a night to myself with my dog and we just like bond. It's fucking bond. It's like hanging out. Just such a good night with Luigi, playing guitar. Just had a great time. Andrew was at his ladies. Saturday night we go to a barbecue at Tim's and we hang out
and
with
we watch
people.
The Cardinals game and Dodgers on TV. Outside,
yeah,
in like America.
Oh my god, it was the Cubs game.
Oh yeah, what did I say? Dodgers. Cardinals, Dodgers. Excuse me, Cardinals, Cubs.
And
my bad. Business.
And then, and we're watching a game Saturday night that our best friend Joe Buck is fucking in Chicago, the voice of. We see him like get an Emmy on TV. We're like, we're going to dinner with him tomorrow. Cut to 24 hours later, we're sitting across from him.
Mr. St. Louis.
We're killing it in this town. I love this town. I'm staying in this town for as long as they'll have me. We're getting invited. We just solicited ourselves to get invited to more parties. If you are in St. Louis and you think that your dinner party needs some spicing up or a barbecue or party, you get in our DMs and you invite us. Because if your party is cool enough, we will show up. We've got nothing else to do. And I'm extending this to 40 minutes outside the St. Louis area.
Middle to upper class.
Again, we will not
I'm
be
not
going.
I'm not meeting you at an Arby's.
No, we will. I'll stop by a trailer park for sure.
What?
Well, you're just to make fun of them and throw trailer. Eggs. Yeah. No, that's part
Don't
of the.
Don't cook
them. No. No, we will go to your party. I want to start doing this.
I'm ready.
I will go to parties with Hire my friend Andrew as my, you know, just so I'm safe. take us to your party. Try to make a party for the fact that we might show up. And we might. So invite us. We got to get to the news.
The news, the apparently. News.
Did I say it like that?
No, but
the
I love
news.
It. Actually, yeah.
I kind of did.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Listen, I hope you guys are doing well out there and you're enjoying all the swells.
Can I
do it sometimes?
Yeah, do it
okay,
all the time.
I've never gotten to do it.
You know what the beauty of the swells is? Everyone has them.
Everyone has them and I want everyone to ride those all day, all week. It's going to be a good week. Let's get into the news.
Oh, I love this. I love that. You're taking half my job. Okay. This is how I slowly get fired. That's like, wait, I could say swells? All right, everybody. I don't know if I have the swells anymore. Okay, lobster diver.
Oh, man, I heard about this.
No, it is a porn.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard about this too. Lobster diver. I bet we should do a game where you type in two words into Pornhub and see what comes up. Because
that
I bet
so smart. Yeah,
honestly, that would be so fun. Because some weird shit comes up. I gotta start collecting porn titles when I see them because sometimes they're so funny. But when I'm horny and looking for porn, I'm not in comedian.
No, you're not jotting down notes.
But that's the key because no one is. There's only one bit I remember. Patton Oswalt does a great bit on his album Feeling Kind of Patton about porn titles and like emails he gets with like ball guzzling sluts and like how the poetry is like there's some really good writers
those.
And honestly, some of the captions have been getting me to watch the videos beyond just I used to just look at the videos and like the scenes from them, but now I read the description and I'm like, oh wow, she begs for mercy as she's
where
forced
do you
to-
think all these like writers for like what are some of the big writing like that have been
Yeah, I mean, I love Sorkin's work on Blacked Raw.
That's what I'm saying. But like, yeah, there's so many like companies that are journalists that have been fired and they just no one
yeah,
cares
Jeffrey
anymore.
Yeah, Jeffrey Toobin, the guy that got fired for jerking off on Zoom, he's writing for Tushy.com. Okay, let's.
All right, so lobster diver who claims he was swallowed by a whale.
Yeah, also this claims is an important word here.
Yes, but he also survived a plane crash in 2001 that killed 3 out of 5 people.
I mean, that I think you can probably back up with some
I don't know.
Proof.
It was in the Associated Press.
Okay.
It's a legitimate story.
Okay, so Mike.
I mean, I saw this all over the place. So he does claim because no one witnessed him getting swallowed by a humpback.
No, he had a buddy out there. He had a witness. But that's all
Jonah?
Yeah. And
Jonah's still stuck in there with a little candle inside the
they also went
stomach.
To a seahorse for and he goes, oh yeah, he was in there.
What? Seahorse was in the article quoted.
Yeah.
And he goes, he was in there.
He was in there for quite a while.
Okay.
All right. I'm just horsing around.
And then he goes, I'm pregnant because male seahorses are the pregnant ones.
Whoa.
Someone had a joke that was like, did you know that the male seahorse is the one that is the mother and gives birth? And it's like, I think you could just say it's the female one then.
You could just. Yeah, that's a long road to get to.
Well, you know that women, like our clits are actually tiny undeveloped penises. So
I thought you were going to say dancers.
Our clits are dancers. Wait.
Tiny dancers.
Oh, our clits are.
Tony Danson. Yeah. Okay, Michael Packard says he was in a whale's mouth. Now, this is kind of gross. For about 30 seconds before he was spit out while lobster diving, I saw light and he started throwing his head side to side. And then the next thing I knew,
honestly,
I was outside.
This is my dream, is to get inside a whale. I love whales so much. I would be like, if I was about to be drowned.
What would you do in there?
I mean, I'd thrash around and punch it and try to get out and punch its nose like a shark, but I wouldn't. There would be a part of me in the back of my head that goes, this is a good way to die. Like, this is gonna
they're
gonna
make movies about me. Well, if you know a whale, invite us.
Yeah, if you got a whale in St. Louis, we'll go out to St. Charles, get inside your whale, and that's all.
Aquarium people, hit us up.
No, I love whales. So this guy got spit out by a whale.
Yeah, he was in there for 30 seconds. He was, you know, whales, they take in a big mouthful of like plankton and stuff.
They have the baleen that does the sifting of the water through, and then they trap all the little things. And apparently Michael Palasak or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Michael Ballard. But yes, I mean,
Michael Palasak is a comedian.
Oh, so he was like, you know, he was in the mouth, and then the whale was like, okay, this is a little.
Obviously, there's something. Oh, God, there's a hair in my mouth.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
The whale's like, hold on. So this is so rude. The whale was at dinner with Joe Buck.
This plankton's pitted.
I hate when I get a Michael in my salad.
Now, when you would, if you were spit out, like if you were inside.
He looks a little bruised up, too. Yes, it looks like he just fell on a drunken night. Like, he, like, took a tumble in some bushes. And
you
was
think
like,
his wife gets mad when he drinks? So he's like, I fell in a whale's mouth.
Like, yeah, a whale bit me.
It was a whale of a time.
Like, you don't even work in the lobster industry. When the story has a lot of holes. It almost reminded me of the amazing Seinfeld episode, which is one of the craziest things, where Kramer is hitting golf balls, into the sea. And then George pretends he's a marine biologist, and there's he's pretending he's a marine biologist to impress a girl. And they're walking on the beach, and there is a whale that's washed up, and they're like, someone help the whale. So George has to pretend to get on the whale to like save it, because he's lied about being a marine biologist. Cause people go, is there a marine biologist here? And he's like, oh, God damn it. So he gets on the whale. And the best part about that scene, which I learned from watching like reels on Instagram, there was an interview with Jason Alexander and Jerry Seinfeld about that scene, which is, if you're a Seinfeld fan, it's an epic one, where they're sitting after the incident where you don't see this happen. You just hear about it. And you see George Costanza sitting across the diner table with Kramer there. And Kramer knows he's been hitting balls into the sea. George is talking about, so I climbed atop the beast. He does this amazing monologue, and he goes, and I look into the blowhole, and I see that something's obstructing its breathing. So I reach down, and he reaches inside his like shirt pocket. He goes, hey, reach in. And I pull out, and then he pulls out a golf ball. And Kramer, the way he shifts in his seat, like knowing he did it, is so funny. But he goes, the sea was angry that day, my friends, like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli.
That's what it was.
Yeah. But apparently Jason Alexander did all of that. Apparently George Costanza, if you're a Seinfeld fan, you will care about this. If you're not, I'm really sorry to waste your time. But he did that all in one take, that monologue. And they were trying not to break. Like, it's one of the most famous scenes in, I would say, sitcom history. And they did it in one take, and that's just special to me.
He probably was influenced by the Jaws, the old man talking about the eye of a shark.
Well, Jerry and Larry spent all night. They pulled an all-nighter writing that monologue, and they were like, they go, Jason Alexander, do you think you can pull this off? It's like a long piece of text. We want you to get it in one fell. We want to like try to actually get this. And he went off and memorized it, and then right out of the gate was able to do it. And it was like this last minute thing they did to the script.
He was probably like, yeah, I do Broadway. Like, I could do a monologue. I could do a monologue about a golf ball.
He's on To Tell the Truth, I think, tonight or last night,
Jason
I guess.
Alexander is?
Yeah. And I'm like, when you go do that show, which I do, I've done like 6 seasons. You never know what celebrities are going to be on with you. And I am now putting in a special request that got to be on an episode with Jason Alexander, even though I hear he's not that cool. And I really hate how he threw Susan under the bus. If you know what I'm talking about, this is for Seinfeld fans. I'm really sorry. But even if you're not, this is interesting. Jason Alexander went on Howard Stern, I believe. And I think when you go on Howard, you just try to give Howard juice. You end up saying things that you might hurt people's feelings because you just want to be like controversial. But he told Howard Stern that Susan, who played his wife on the show, who dies because she's licking envelopes for their wedding invitations because George skimps on the wedding invitations. He buys the wedding invitations that have toxic glue. And he's wanting to get out of this wedding. He's like, how am I going to do this? And then Susan dies and everyone's kind of just like, all right, well, George got what he asked for. It's a very awkward scene when the doctor comes in and is like, she's gone. And they're like, what do you mean gone? He's like, she passed. And they're like dead? And they're all like, you want to go to the diner? Like, they're all kind of like, we can't be happy in front of the doctor. But anyway, he told Howard that they killed off her character because Jason couldn't stand acting with her and couldn't be a good actor with this woman. Which, if you watch Susan and George together, it is great. You would never know this. She's an amazing actress, and she got killed off because he didn't feel like he could be a good enough actor. And you just realize, like, it was a thing he revealed to be like interesting. And what it revealed was he got a woman fired because she affected the way he could act. And it's like, and she wasn't doing anything obnoxious. You know, she was just, he just, when he got on camera with her, he said it was like, a dead spot on a tennis court where you bounce a ball and suddenly it's just dead. And it's like, but that's not the way anyone else saw it. It's just how he felt. But they killed her off. Made for great TV. So anyway, we got a next one.
I wonder how many husbands out there bought envelopes for their wives. All right. A woman who is paid. This goes with story. You might know this story. Maybe you sent it to Noah.
No.
A woman who is paid to make stuck fetish. That's a new fetish. Content for fans. She gets trapped in a metal folding chair and records firefighters rescuing her with the jaws of life on a viral TikTok. So this woman, for $1.99 a minute, will get stuck like Houdini.
But she didn't mean to get this stuck.
No, obviously. Not that stuck.
The firefighters showing up sound like the kind of porn I would be into. So thank you for making that one. Because you look at these two photos. There's one where she's stuck in the chair. Listen, girls making, doing things for money. There was some... Oh, last night there was a story told where some creepy dude asked a woman, it was an anecdotal thing of like some like a guy in a position of power being like disgusting to a woman who worked underneath him. And the story was that he had asked the woman if she would have sex with her husband and he could just watch for $10,000. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, it wasn't even involving me, but I was like, I would do that in a first of all, I think it would be so fun to share with your husband. Like, we're going to get $10,000. Let's like use it to, let's literally like donate it to charity and just make this money having sex in front of this old man who just wants to watch us. It'll be so funny. It'll be like an inside joke with us. I won't feel alone because my husband will be there. It'll be a weird story we'll always have. I understand, though, that it is an extremely inappropriate thing and like very felt probably terrible to the woman in the circumstance. However, if I'm ever in a relationship and someone wants to watch me fuck for $10,000, I would bump it up to 20 at least.
Yeah.
Just so I could buy something substantial with it.
New husband. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would do that.
I'm a little
weird.
Yeah, though. I think, well, you know, remember the movie Indecent Proposal?
Yeah.
That's a completely different ball game of the guy fucking the wife. That was $1 million.
Well, and that's they did it and it ruined the whole of porn called Hot Wife.
Okay. Well, that ruined their whole marriage, right?
Yeah.
But if you fuck in front of a guy, I mean, you guys.
The guy's in the corner.
Yeah.
Just watching.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and he's going to die soon. He was an old man.
It's I love watching people have sex on porn. And so I don't begrudge this old man wanting to see it live and having enough money to facilitate that with if it was my boss, obviously I wouldn't want this, but if it was some old guy that I was never going to see again, he's probably going to die.
Yeah.
Soon, I wouldn't mind it. And yeah. I would talk about it, you know?
I think also
it wouldn't
like,
be a shameful thing.
What if I came in like 3 seconds? That's $10,000 for 3 seconds.
I mean, that's some Bezos type of money making.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, when they break it down and they're like, Jeff Bezos makes $10,000 every millisecond.
Every 3 seconds I come. So, I think, like, if I wasn't the guy in the corner, though, if I was paying 15 grand, I'd be like, all right, you got to go down. Like, I'm going to get a little direction. I get a little direction.
No, I would have a very clear contract of, like, this is what you can say. This is how what you can give us a little direction. I would, but if I'm ever in a relationship and you're out there and you have you're a billionaire old man and you're not going to, like, videotape it or, like, you know, I'll tell people about it, but you can tell people too. I don't care. I will fuck my husband in front of you.
Well, that's the good thing about an old man, because he doesn't know technology, so he's not going to get you viral for this thing.
I mean, these couples that do.
He'll write a letter to someone about it. He'll write the news. He'll be like, New York Times, old man saw written
in. It'll be a Dear Abby column in like the classifieds of a local paper, of the Tribune.
Yeah, next to someone's selling Tribune. A lawnmower, and then the story of us fucking or whatever. Us, not us.
Jesus Christ. Andrew, why?
That was a glazier and slip.
Yeah. I mean, like, I see all these when you go to Pornhub and it goes, you know, the porn. IRS. Everyone who watches Pornhub and it goes right before the clip, it goes, dun, 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 dun. Do you know what that is?
Sounds like Rocky.
No, when you start a Pornhub clip, every guy listening right now, and it goes, dun, 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 dun. It means, it says like Pornhub community. It means like it was like a videotape made by people at home and uploaded. Like, it's like, what are they called?
Amateur.
Amateur.
I like an amateur.
I love that. And if I was not a celebrity, I would make amateur porn with my boyfriend in a heartbeat. And I'm not leaving that. Look for me. If I'm ever in a relationship, look for me in porn. I'm serious. I will be masked. And I'd have no tattoos, so you won't be able to really identify me. But I would do it.
The mask blower.
There's something sexy about sharing that as a couple. I would never do it individually. Yeah, the masked gangbanger.
Come in the Fox.
Oh my God.
And who is that celebrity getting fucked by 9 firefighters?
That's the show.
It's a pretty good show.
I have to go and pitch it. I'm actually pitching a show later today.
I get 10%.
I'm having a humongous pitch today.
You're going to kill it. I heard the pitch.
I practiced all weekend. Not all weekend, but we practiced this weekend. So your girl might be making a show pretty soon with some really great people. And I'm excited to pitch today. I feel so good going into this pitch where normally I would be like, it's over Zoom. So I like in person better, but over Zoom, it's just so much easier because you don't have the small talk before. I mean, you have a little bit of it, but it's not as like, it's not as uncomfortable or like kind of bullshitty. But I'm not nervous at all because I was telling my partner who I'm pitching with 5 years ago, I would have been nervous because I've been like, I secretly don't deserve this. But now I'm in a place where it's like, if you don't want to put me on your network, you got bad taste. I'm going to knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
I've put in my 10,000 hours. I know what I'm good at. Might not be like Gene Smart levels of good, and my acting might need a little bit work, but I'm good enough at acting and writing and just being funny that I'm money in the bank for a scripted
Hell
show,
yeah.
especially with a team of people who are good at all those things that I'm not as experienced at, which is what I'm bringing them. So I told my partner, I go, we go in there. I don't want to feel you're lucky to be sitting across from us, but it's really important to remember that you're strong, you're prepared, and this is easy. The three things, the mantra that helped me get over my Dancing with the Stars injury, because if you go into something and you know each of those things in your heart, then you have no reason to be nervous because they should be excited you're there. Like, I'm offering them a TV show that is going to make them money and get them acclaim without question because the people, me and the people involved, do not fail when we really try something. We just are, we're pretty much.
Yeah, you're machines. You're yeah.
It's nice to have confidence about something. And I have no confidence in so many other things, but that I'm just like, it's just good to be in a place in my career at the age of 37, which only comes with age. That's the best thing about aging is that you have more time to say I'm better at a 25 year, like literally any 25 year old doing stand-up comedy, I'm going to be better than you. You might have a new fresh take or a thing that people, but technically I'm going to be better than you just because I have more hours in it. And talent, if you've heard my spiel before, but talent is not talent plus work ethic. It's literally natural born talent is like 3% of it. I swear to God. And the rest is just how much you work. So if you find something you love and you work hard enough at it, because when I was writing the song, really quick, people wrote me about which TED Talk I watched to write a song. Some of you found it very easily. Some of you didn't. I think whatever TED Talk you go to, how to write a song together, it's a really cheesy guy and you'll know him instantly. By just when I say cheesy guy, he says at one point, you think as someone who's never written a song, Noah, Andrew, you think like, you've written a song, Andrew, but like Noah, maybe you haven't written a song. You think that probably I can't do this. I'm going to be so bad. But the experience you have, if you listen to two songs a day for your for the past 20 years of your life, let's say, on average, you hear two songs a day, whether you're in Starbucks or in your car, you consume music as you're an expert. You've done 10,000 hours of listening to music. You have taste. You have the ability to know what's good and what's bad. So don't begrudge yourself that experience that might not have felt like work. You have a right to know what sounds good and what doesn't. And essentially songwriting is just making a choice, like being like, like the first lyric could be like, I love my dog. And then I go, do I like that? And I go, no, let me try something. I love my dog. Oh, I do like that. Okay, next thing. So I'll keep that. He is so cute. Do I like that? Yeah, I'll keep that. And each time you go, do I like it? If you don't, you would think of something else. And then you move on until you have a whole song. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you said of being like, to understand that, oh, I've put in the work.
Look
and
at
to tap
work.
Into that. I think a lot of times you'll forget that you've done the work and you're like, wait, I'm really good at this. I don't know.
You can apply it to driving or
the
when
I was
golfing.
Swinging the golf, like I went golfing yesterday. I was like, oh my God, I've put in a shit ton of hours,
yes.
But it's been 10 years, whatever. Anyways,
no, but
like tapping into that brain, tapping into that shit really
writing
matters.
A TV show. Think of how much TV you've watched or being the type of person who could maybe even develop a TV show. This opens up a possibility to you listening at home that thought, I could never do stand up. I like to listen to it, but I could never do it. Yes, you could. You've consumed enough that you could do it. I could never do a podcast. If you listen to this show enough and regularly, you could.
Yeah.
So you have opinions, you have likes and dislikes, and you could do it. Let's get to Why Do I Care? Can we just slide on into that? Or do
Should we slide? We actually have time, I think, to do
both. Let's hit the last one.
After 5 years, Apple pays out millions in compensation after their iPhone repair facility shared a 21-year-old student's explicit personal images on her Facebook. So they got her phone. They got inside the code and then they took 10 photos from her phone and put it on her Facebook so it looked like she actually posted them.
Why would they do this?
Because they're bored and they're not paid enough, maybe. I don't know.
They're assholes.
Oh, so this is like just this is.
Yeah, yeah.
So
assholes.
There was a hot girl and they decided to take the photos off her phone and then log onto her Facebook, which they had her phone.
She sent her phone in to repair. And Apple encourages you to give your password when you do that. She didn't reset her phone. She just sent it in with everything on it. Mm. And they maliciously did that.
And they posted explicit photos?
Yeah.
Her own explicit photos on her Facebook
what?
And made it seem like she posted it. And they only got taken down when her friends were like, what is this?
Who's doing this and thinks they won't be caught? Well, these people know that this
love
person
it, though,
was
these
definitely
guys posted
fired.
And her friends are like, oh, that's Kathy. Crazy yeah. Kathy showing
I mean,
her pussy again on Facebook. Yeah, yeah, that's wild.
What an invasion. And I always, you know, I have explicit photos on my phone and I realized that I could be hacked and they could be, you know, released and put on my Facebook, even though literally if you put something on my Facebook, I wouldn't even notice because I just do the blind, like everything on Instagram, I just post on Facebook. And I know that there's some people on Instagram.
Well, it's so funny because we'll have videos like from you up back in the day
and they have millions of views on Facebook,
but because we don't even check Facebook, we don't even go there for gratification. We don't even go there for anything.
I don't go.
But yet I'm on Instagram like, I got 38 likes.
Instagram
it's like nothing matters
so
because
me.
Unless you check it all the like, I don't know.
And
anyways,
it could go
but,
away. I mean, eventually something will replace Instagram and we'll have to like transition our like self-esteem into some other thing or maybe go back to Facebook. But I will say that that sucks for her. I'm glad she's getting a fucking massive settlement because that's such an invasion of privacy. What I wanted to say though is that uploading the things to the
now if she look do you think the hotter you look the less money you should get Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's like, it's not that embarrassing. She looked great. Or he looked great. I know that's crazy to say. I mean, I know.
He's making a joke, obviously.
I'm making a joke, but I'm also being like, I also think there is some, like,
you picked one where I those are the ones that I didn't edit. Go to the folder where it's hidden that it has shopped images. Obviously, that's a joke. And
no, obviously, and yeah,
I think
brutal,
she should get less money if she looks hotter. Are you kidding me? No. I will say, though, that there's a new feature that I heard about where you can. I read a story ages ago where a woman was killed. There was a bridge that collapsed and she was killed instantly. I reference it all the time because it seems like the best way to go, because she literally was just made into dust because a huge bridge fell on her. And it was crazy because her
friend...
It's like
an anvil falling on a coyote or whatever.
Her best friend, like you and I are driving and all of a sudden a bridge collapses. It slices the car in half. I am disintegrated in front of you. Like, literally, you don't know where I am. And you are fine.
Yeah, it's
so
wild.
So the guy next to her was fine. So it's a really tragic story because all that was preserved was her cell phone of her entire body. I mean, she was turned to... It was a huge bridge that collapsed. So she was nothing. They had nothing from her except her cell phone.
Good
and her
cell
family,
phone case.
So they had a great case. It was one of those OtterBoxes.
Dropped it from 9 feet, probably.
She, oh my God.
90 feet.
That joke is really funny, but it is so weird to drop in funny jokes on these tragic things, which last night there was a joke.
My favorite
put in,
thing to do, though.
The joke put in when we were talking about like I can't even say. There was a joke made last night in the middle of a story about something heinous that was so inappropriate because I was with a bunch of guys, but it got made and I had to laugh. But I looked up at the sky and said, "Dear God, please forgive me for laughing at that," because there's sometimes where it's just like we can't joke about that, but as comedians we always find funny in the sadness. So yeah, she had a really great cell phone case. Her parents, though, they wanted to have some like memory of their daughter and her last day. They would, you know, her mom hadn't talked to her in like a week because she was studying for finals and she just wanted to like see what her daughter was up to. The Apple refuses to let anyone even posthumously into the phone, and I think I've said this before. They've just updated, they've just added some feature where you can put a list of people that if you die, they are able to get inside your phone. And so I really want to know about that so I can do that. I've sent Andrew, my parents, and my sister the passwords to everything in my life, which is like, you know how you have like 18 passwords that you like could be, I don't know what they are. Like, it's just, I'm like, I will really want to work on this joke, but I am so tired of making new passwords and being like, what's the thing I will remember forever and care about forever? Because when you do that, you go, well, someone wanting to break into my life would just think about what I care about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they know it's going to be
Starbucks
Taylor Swift.
Coffee, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I go, maybe I'll do my nephew and niece. And I go, that's obvious. And I go, wait a second. Everyone knows that's not obvious. That would be a perfect one. Nikki's not going to write her niece in.
Anytime I see a movie, they go, check do their birthday. And I was like, that's what I do. Oh, God.
I know. Yeah, it's
so easy.
But I will say that I've emailed you. I know it's really morbid, but I do think that I know that accidents happen. I don't plan on killing myself. People think that when I talk about dying, in the case that I die young, it's like suicide related. I think people get like kind of worried when I say that, but I've let my parents know. I've let my family know the pictures I want for my funeral, the songs I want played. I have a playlist on my phone called Funeral that I want you to, my Spotify. I do have my password that I sent to you to get into my phone.
You gotta send these things again because I didn't save them. I just think you'll never die. Maybe
I know, but when I die, I really don't want you to play Wilco's heavy metal drummer. It's Wilco, She's a Jar. Everyone, will you remind him if I die tragically? It's She's a Jar, and I also want Time of Your Life by Green Day. I know that's cheesy, but I do want that as well. And please do not use any photo from the Not Safe campaign, my show for Not Safe, where I had short
hair.
And I looked like a little lumberjack, like with no makeup on. We were going for a look of like girl next door. No one wants to fuck her because the show's about sex. Let's not dress you like sexy because we have enough sex going on. And I hate the photos. Please burn them. If anyone knows how to get those like expunged from Google, I would love you for it. And if you're one of these people that's like, I'm actually gonna make it more findable, I actually have accepted the way I look at them and I don't care that much, so don't try to like torture me with them, but please don't put them blown up next to my casket.
At my funeral, I just have one thing.
What would you want?
A great dip selection. Nice dips, like a French onion dip,
okay,
fish dip.
Yeah. Buried with you?
No. Out for everybody to eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. That's all I want.
I'm going to turn you into a dip. I'm going to mix your ashes into a dip, a vegan dip.
I don't know if anyone would eat it. Would you eat it?
Yeah,
you don't like mayonnaise? Would
ashes.
You rather not have the mayonnaise or my skin?
I would not. Yeah, exactly. I would be more disgusted by the mayonnaise, probably. I eat my own skin. I might as well eat yours. And I probably have because I'm breathing in dust in this house, and dust is just skin. So let's get to why do I care? We have 2 seconds.
Oh, speaking of hackers.
Why do I care?
Angelina Jolie exits ex-husband Johnny Lee Miller's Brooklyn apartment after enjoying an intimate dinner and nightcap. Okay. Do you remember this wedding?
This
they got
was
married.
Very confusing what he just said. Angelina Jolie exits ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, Johnny Lee Miller's apartment recently. Well, she's doing a little Ben Affleck, looks like.
Yeah, going back
out
into the well.
I don't hate it. Well, dip back in, girl. When you had chemistry at one point, now you're older, you've worked on yourselves. Go back to the exes. Your number doesn't go up. I'm trying to bang my ex. Everyone knows that. I believe in this.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting that like they broke up. They didn't have any fights or anything. Mm. She just felt like he was kind of not taking her spotlight, but she was losing a little bit of herself of being able to be like an individual.
Because he was
actress.
So famous?
No, just that they were just like, they're a couple. Hey, it's the couple.
And she's like, I don't know which one of your names to take when we get married. It's too many names.
Also, I'm going to be more famous than you, and you're kind of not.
Well, that's great. He's so cute. Good for her. I love an old ex rekindling. And yeah, I am trying to get that going again.
But it is hard to break up when it's almost harder when there's no real reason. Like, sometimes it's great to have, like, an actual, like, oh, he cheated on me. Oh, yeah. He did this or she did that.
That's why I want to have been molested, because I want an explanation for why I'm so weird. I want to be like, it was because I was molested, but instead it's just like, I'm just weird.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's something else in there.
I was reading last night about, I'll get into it in my Reddit dump, but I got into some really interesting, there was some Reddit that was like, I just know that I think I was molested, but I don't know. I can't remember it happened. Or people, it was like people who think they've been molested, but can't remember it. Why do you think that? And then there were so many stories, because you know, I'm obsessed with molestation. Thank you so much to the listener who wrote in wanting this podcast I've listened to that has made me obsessed with informing people about the scourge that is molesters. It happens everywhere. Everyone's been molested. And as soon as we embrace that it's happening everywhere, less people will feel alone if they've been victimized. And we can stop people if we talk about it more and inform each other. So if you ever want to reach out to me, I'll give you those podcasts to keep you informed.
I love picturing like Entertainment Tonight. Like, this is just like a fun, like, silly story. Angelina Jolie leaves
a
house and you're like,
and
now molestation.
I can't not. If you don't want to hear about it and you're triggered, I'm sorry, and you can definitely write to me and I will like listen to why I shouldn't be talking about it, but I just want to prevent it, and it's just everywhere.
So do you care?
Yeah, I care. I love a good ex re-hookup. Let's get to our new segment that we've been talking about having on the show for a while called Slice of Life. Slice of Life was essentially going to be a recording I intentionally make outside of the studio of just like a conversation I have in real life, or just like a moment out and about, and then we comment on it here in studio as we play it back. This happened over the weekend, Andrew. I have literally hours of footage of me playing guitar and practicing, and that I don't even know what to do with. None of the clips are saved. The whole computer is just like literally 52 unsaved clips.
Would you rather people find nudes or you playing songs?
Legit nudes, for sure. I'm good at nudes. The nudes don't sound buzzy. So, well,
yeah, they do.
Depends on
getting a picture. Hum.
Yeah, the one where I have bees coming out of my puss. It's a little buzzy.
Honey.
You take the queen bee and you insert it on your clit. No, so there was a porn one time where a bee stung a woman's clit. Like, I watched it with my mom, because on my show Not Safe, we did a segment where I watched porn with my mom. It just as a joke. My parents were in town and we were trying to get a bunch of segments taped for a second season that never happened. So one of them was like, Nikki and her mom watch porn together, which is insane. And so we had our fans send in the weirdest porn, and I sat and watched it with my mom. It was so fucking disturbing. I saw girls eat cereal out of a girl's asshole. That's a real thing. Fruit Loops out of a girl's gaping asshole. I'm really sorry to anyone who's listening on the way to driving your kids to soccer practice. And then I also saw two twin brothers have sex. That was disgusting.
Two twin brothers?
Well, yeah, twin brothers have sex. And then they
with each other?
Yes, dude, oh, it was so bad.
Wow.
I didn't ask for that. I was kind of mad at my producers because I didn't know what was coming, you know? And I was like, yeah, I didn't know who was. Well, I knew both of them because they were very into it and they knew what each other liked. Listen.
Was it hard to keep track of who was who while they were fucking?
Mom and I were so horrified. I've asked for the footage because I just want to see it because it never aired because we got canceled. But there's and then there was one where a girl got stuck, like a bee was used to sting a girl on her clit. And I go, what is this porn? We should just ask for regular porn. The stuff I watch is already weird enough. I don't need to see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So again, I'm sorry to trail off. The other day I was recording a guitar sesh and I finished and I was just getting frustrated. My strumming arm got numb and I was just like, so I'm strumming wrong for some reason. I'm either holding it too tight. Please don't write to me about it. I'm going to get a guitar teacher. I know I'm doing it wrong. And so I didn't press end though. And you hear me give up on playing guitar. And then I start singing a song that is a new song that someone got me into. Hold on. I want to reference the song because the song I'm singing is not one. The melody is not one, is not my own, even though, because you might think it is because it's really good. Well, you wouldn't think it is because it's good, but it's the song I'm singing the song in my mind that a woman on a podcast recommended to me. In my mind, it's so good. It's by Dinoro. Anyway, so I start to sing about my numb arm, and I do not know that this is being recorded, by the way. And when I heard this later on, so at the end of the video, you see me go, oh no, it's recording because yes. It witnessed me doing this song. So let's play the song first because this is not the most embarrassing thing. So it ends with me like giving up on guitar. Let's play, Noah.
My hand is numb.
That's me walking into my bathroom. I left the computer on the desk.
Oh my God, if you fart.
Okay, so I'm just walking. So first of all, that taught me I have a pretty good voice. That like I wasn't even trying. It's decent.
Yeah.
I didn't remember doing this, by the way. So I always think in the back of my head, I always think like I never do anything really like if I'm ever cute or kind of funny, I am always like, it's because you know people are watching and you're trying. But this taught me that I am adorable when I don't know anyone's listening, because then, and this is what I love, this is the clincher. So then there's probably a 20 second or so just pause, and I'm in my bathroom putting on makeup or something because I'm getting ready for the night. And I go back to grab my computer.
Don't tell.
No, well, let me just set it up. So I go back to my desk and I grab my computer from my bedroom and then I take it to the kitchen because I want to go practice in the kitchen now. I do not know it's recording. And I was struggling at the moment I was like, God, you're smoking. I was kind of in my head during this 20 second pause. I remember feeling mad at myself that I was smoking pot, that like I didn't get enough done this day. It's Friday night. I'm alone. Like I should be like doing something productive. And instead I'm just kind of like walking around. And then I stopped it and I go, Nikki, I didn't even realize I did this until I realized it was recording. And then it clicked me into like, oh my God, what were you just doing? And what did this capture? But I decided to do, I didn't even know I did this, you guys. I swear to God, I had no idea. I do an out loud gratitude list. Now you can't hear me. I kind of mumble leading up to it, but I believe I said,
I raised it. So you
wait,
can
you know?
Hear.
Oh my God. I don't even know what I said. I was trying to hear. What do I say? Okay, Noah.
Okay, ready?
So this is me going back to my computer from the bathroom to pick it up and then walk into the kitchen. So this is me walking to the kitchen with my laptop in my hand. Okay. Okay, so that's, wait, hold on, Noah. I don't know what I said there.
Grateful for my health.
I know what you said.
What did I say?
Health, I think.
You go, I'm so grateful for my job, for my health, for
yes.
my mom.
Okay, so those are the first things. So then I start singing what I'm grateful for because I go, Nikki, let's get in some gratitude. Stop being judgmental about yourself. Stop being down. And I love that this is now the person I am who doesn't say, you're disgusting. Your skin is gross. Try. I used to talk to myself in such a negative way. I'm sure I used to talk out loud to myself in the opposite. But this is me. I have come so far, and I want let others know that you can get to this place too, where you list things you're grateful for. So I said, I'm grateful for my job, my health, and my mom.
Yeah.
And then it keeps going.
Yep.
For pot to make me feel better through my day, for my sunglasses, for my makeup, for my credit cards, for my people who take care of my life, for my dog.
For my people who take care of my life. That was Noah.
For my guitars.
Wait, what do I say? Go back to people who take care of my life. I was literally thinking of Noah when I heard take care of my life. Wait, go. Let's go back.
That's so sweet.
For my vibrator. For my take care of my life. For my dog. For my vibrator. For my guitars. Having hands. Being kind. Massage chairs. Howard Stern.
Oh my god, that's embarrassing. Fuck.
That's what I realized it was recording.
It kind of reminds me of remember Michael Cera, like the Juno song, like I'm in I'm thankful for my hands and girl to take care of my life. I'm just dying.
But the things, obviously, it was the same things that I was seeing, but the hands thing was real. Like, I got a message this weekend in my DMs. I thought I screenshotted it, but I didn't. Of a girl that said she had a moment where she could have gotten really upset about something, and instead she said that her boyfriend and her both listened to the podcast, and they both handled a tense moment with like either gratitude or just like being like, this was all meant to happen. We can get through it. Everything's okay because it's always been okay. Everything's going to be fine. And it was just like so nice to hear that. And I've realized that like I am able to do those things now because of the work. Like this, I love the Sam Harris quote that says, when I was listening to a meditation one time, he said, if you are, no matter what's going on in your life right now, and this goes out to anyone listening right now, I'm talking to you, listener, whatever you're stressed out about today, whatever is getting you down about yourself, you don't like the way your hair is, you don't like the way you feel fat today, you're broke, you don't know how you're gonna pay your bills. All of these things totally worth feeling sad about. But if you're able to even listen to this podcast, if you're in a position where you're able to listen to a podcast, you are doing better than billions of people. Like probably 2 billion people on the planet would give anything to be in your position. Because of the star, and I know that's like their starving kids in Africa thing, but really think about that. Like the fact that you have hands, and some of you might not have hands. So the fact that you have feet, some of you might not have feet either or hands. The fact that you can always find something to be grateful for. So what are you grateful for today, Andrew?
I'm grateful for our friendship. Last night was great. I think we're really hitting a nice stride lately. And then I'm also very grateful for golf and my new irons.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta tell you, the irons outweigh the friendship just a little bit.
I get it, dude.
Those irons.
I did see them. I didn't know what it meant to you or why they were different than each other. You did do like a kind
Billy
of
Billy Barules.
Do you ever
that's from Caddyshack?
Do you ever catch yourself talking to yourself? Do you talk to yourself?
Yeah, I don't in the shower.
Final thought, Andrew, when you're talking to yourself in the shower, what are you saying? Because I'm not one of these people that has conversations in the shower. I sing Ariana Grande because I am able to access a whistle tone like,
yeah, I don't
in the shower that I can't elsewhere.
I get a shower for me actually is pretty meditative, I think. And I daydream, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're embarrassing. I mean, I've daydreamed. I've told you this about being on David Letterman.
But what's a recent one?
I actually like made Letterman come to my house. Like I didn't even do the Tonight Show.
How many times have we had conversations in the shower? How many times have you had a conversation with me in the shower?
Oh, with you?
Yeah.
A good amount.
Mm-hmm.
Where I find empathy for you. Or for like our situation.
Because you're like, she can't enjoy long showers.
Yeah. Or
I
like
30 seconds.
Or like if like you get upset about something, like I realized, you know, we know each other well enough where I know when it's like about me or when it's about something.
It's always about me, even if it is about you. That just is the way it is. No one can make you feel away. So if I get upset.
But I'll have a conversation like, you know, I think, you know, oh, what am I going to say to you to get the best result from the conversation? Not the best result, but like,
yeah,
but where I can be honest, but without a way of, I think it's always great to go over in your head. If you have something to bring up to someone, how can I do this in a way where I'm not being accusatory and it's being out of love and not out of hate?
And that's hard
for me. And I try to do that in the shower and I end up, you know, just like squeezing the shampoo harder.
I think a good way to get to that is to, how can I, what am, always present when you have to bring up an issue with someone, even if it is like, you know,
I also did the Joe Rogan podcast in the shower.
Really?
A couple times. I'm like, hey, Joe. Yeah, I love working out.
Spent
Joe.
3.5 hours in there. Is that why those are so long? God damn it.
God. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. But yeah, go ahead.
No, that is so funny. I think the best when I'm in the same state of mind of like, how am I going to bring something up to this person that I have an issue with? And even when I know like I'm right and they're wrong, I think the best way to get to that place of like, how will I bring this up that's not going to upset that person or feel accusatory, is you try to see what your part is in it. Because the truth is, if someone murdered your family and you have to like, let's take the worst scenario, someone like murdered your family, your part in that, which it seems to be none, I'm having a hard time even right now coming up with a thing that like a random person murdering your family, your part in it is forgiving that person or learning to, maybe not forgiving, but learning to accept that what happened was not in your control, and that for you to get to a place where you can confront this person, you need to realize that you need to come at it from a place of, I mean, I don't know really what that answer is, but when it comes to like stuff like arguments with spouses or friends, there's always something you're doing. There was one apology that I made.
Yeah, you could control your how you feel emotionally about
you can't something. Control anything because there's no free will, but you can you can be mindful of what you can try to be mindful of what your part of the thing is. So like there was one time where there was this person that I had such a vendetta against, and I did everything because he hurt me so bad and emotionally.
Kill your family?
No, not that bad. I mean, oh God, I did the wrong joke. I was going to say, no, God, no, so much worse. He rejected me sexually. Kill my father, but do not say you don't want to be my boyfriend. Kill my the man that's keeping me from finding love because my dad loves me too much. But
yeah, babe.
So I got to a place, it was my first time making an apology where I did not do a single, but you did this.
Yeah.
So like, I've said this before, but if you want to learn how to apologize in the best way, truly write about it, journal, think about it, and get to a place where you only talk from a place of I feel, because your feelings are true. So if someone made you feel a way, they didn't make you feel a way. You feel that way. Like, it's not, you don't know you made me. Don't do any yous, and also no buts. Don't do anything of like, you know, let's say an example.
Or shoulds.
Or shoulds. Yes. No shoulds. No. Like, say I'm having a disagreement with Noah. Let me think of a thing, Noah, that you could do that I'd be really upset about. Like, let's say you uploaded, I sent you something of a picture that I thought was like, funny for you, and then you put it on our Instagram. What is it?
Hold on. I got one. Let's say I got celebrities to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh my God.
Without you knowing.
Oh my God. That is what happened. First of all, your birthday present to me this year was so good. She gave me $84 to Starbucks because that was the year I was born.
Oh, that's
I really
nice.
Lucked out being born in 84 and not, you know, 1911.
14. Yeah.
So thank you so much, Noah. I $84 at Starbucks is just like the greatest gift. And I love the specific number. That's a way to make gift cards personalized, is choosing like something around their birth date. It's just a fun, like, honestly, it tickled me, even though it's such a simple thing. It was so much better than $100, honestly. But you do owe me $16. And
and your password is 84 Starbucks.
And then she wrote a really nice card that like I kept because it will always be something that I'll be able to like, I'll share with my kids and be like, look what your mom meant to people, or look how close your mom, like,
but back
niece.
To her being but you being angry at her.
Or my passwords. So that's what I call my niece and nephews.
So
my passwords.
She makes this video. What do you say to her?
Okay, so but I wanted to just say that Noah gave me a great gift this year because I made it clear in 2 years ago that I do not, when she d- did what she thought would be the best gift ever is ask a bunch of celebrities, Seth Rogen, Glenn Howerton, Conan. Did you do Conan or I think my
Ricky Gervais?
Ricky Gervais. I didn't mind him because Ricky loves. I did know Ricky and Ricky loves. That one didn't bother me because you know Ricky was down. And I know all of these people were down, but I've never met Seth Rogen in person, and to see him be like, "Hi, Nikki, happy birthday." First of all, he now knows who I am for sure because he had to do that. But it just felt so like I just hate inconveniencing celebrities.
Well, it goes back though to the initial.
I'm not worth it.
It goes back to you pitching your show today. Like, you are worth it.
And those people wanted to do it, and I had to accept that. But
yes,
my initial reaction when I got that video was I wanted to cry. I was angry that I felt like. How, like, I wasn't able to stop this. I felt out of control. This whole thing happened without me knowing. It just gave me the sense of, like, I was just filled with rage. But it wasn't because Noah did. It wasn't at Noah. It was at the fact that I had no control and that people might hate me now because they had to, like, stop and do this video. Now, I forget how I confronted them, but now I believe I would go, Noah, I am obsessed with the thought that went behind this, and I feel so loved by it because there's no doubt I do. The work that went into this, the thought, the care, it's not something I want again because it causes me a lot of stress that I will take accountability for. It is my insecurities to inconvenience celebrities, and I have a weird, like... you know, phobia of it. It's what's it called? It's whenever I say that's not
imposter syndrome.
No, it's irrational. I have an irrational phobia of inconveniencing important people. And it's because I have low self-esteem and think that I can't be worth their time.
And you don't want to feel self-indulgent, like in a way, probably.
It's just, that's not it. It's like, I hate birthdays because I didn't do anything to earn it. All I did was breathe for a year, like, and I have no control of my breath. It just happens automatically. So when I get celebrated for my birthday, I feel really weird because I didn't do anything to get it. When I'm celebrated because I put out a special or because my, you know,
it's like being born in a certain country and be like, it's like you just got lucky and were born here. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Or you got drafted to a team and now you're like, I'm a Cardinal in St. Louis. It's like, no, he's Puerto Rican. He can't wait to get the fuck out of this town. He's just playing for our team.
No, we love St. We are St. Louis.
No, we are St. Louis. But like these baseball players that we think like love the city they're living in, they're just there for a second to play. They don't like actually represent your town in any way. They don't like it. A lot of them. And then it was funny because the following year, I had a new assistant who didn't know about this whole thing that happened. And my assistant, who was just such a lovely person, only look at that cat. Look at that cat. It's trying to kill itself. Oh, there is a cat across the way at a window, up against the window, just scratching on the window. You should take a video of that if you can, Andrew.
I know. My
assistant last year did the same exact thing. She got... it was awesome too because I have only watched the videos once each because I can't take it because it makes me feel so awkward, but she got Conan O'Brien. She got, oh my God, I literally blacked out. Whitney Cummings there. I mean, Whitney Cummings is a good friend of mine, but at the time we weren't that as close as we are now. And so it just felt like, oh my God, Whitney had to like make a video. And I wrote to her and I was like, and I cried when I got it because I was so upset. And my mom, I was living with my parents at the time, and my mom was like, Nikki, this is a ridiculous reaction. Stop this. This is awesome. Look at this. My sister learned a dance. They did the blinding lights dance. It was so nice. But I had to tell my assistant, I was like, I so appreciate it, but never, ever do that again. And she felt so bad, and she shouldn't have, because how is she to know? This seems like something that I would like. Who wouldn't like that? And now I think I am in a place for next year. If someone wants to make me a compilation video of people saying happy birthday, you can do it. But they just have to be people that you know I'm friends with. Like that you know we're close. Mm-hmm. So just Joe Buck and no one else.
Because there could be a little bit of you just wanted to talk to this celebrity. This was a way for you to talk to this celebrity. Yeah, like you're using
this
my
is a cameo.
Birthday.
Like I didn't pay these people. And
but not just for you, like for the assistant to be like, oh, this is a way I can.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of it that way, but I could see.
It's
how
just another way to be negative.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't doing that.
No,
she
I don't think so either.
She was just so sweet to do it. But I will say that. I get asked to do this quite often. I got a DM actually from another celebrity that I met at the iHeart Awards, like a guy in a band that I met backstage. I took a video of him meeting Nelly, like secretly, him and his band. And it was a cute moment, these like young guys and this like indie band meeting Nelly. And I filmed it secretly across the room. And then I sent it to the band on DM later. I was like, you don't know I got this, but I got you guys meeting Nelly if you want this for your like photo album. And then he wrote back and he was like, oh my God, my friend is such a fan of yours. Can you write like do a 10 second video just like saying hi? I get those a lot. And you know, that's what Cameo is for. Like, pay for it if you want it. I think my cost on there is $1,000 because I don't want to do them anymore. It's not because I think I'm worth that. But I did it. There's sometimes I do it. If I'm in the mood to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
The thing is, I should trust that those celebrities have enough self-esteem to not do things they don't want to do. But I do know, like Paris Hilton, for instance, friend of mine, I was on her podcast and she was talking about how she says yes to everything because she feels bad. And I hate when people do things because they feel bad. I want everyone to be the same way I am, which is like, I only do things I want to do. And I want to trust other people to do that too and not be doing things because they feel bad. I think we all need to get to a place as humans where we only do things that, you know, sometimes you do something because and you don't want to do it, but you do it because you love the person who's asking, or you know that this is going to go for a greater cause. You essentially want to do it, even this thing that's annoying to do. So does that make sense? Why is Luigi licking boxes?
Because that cat.
Oh, okay. He's not eating his food, but he is enjoying the box that has one of our mics in it.
I'm not going to lie. I've chewed on cardboard myself. That's so a good I get point. It.
All right. We got to go. You got to get to your tournament. Good luck today in the golf
Thank
tournament
you.
That you guys aren't actually competing, I don't think. That's what Joe said last night.
Yeah. You know, it's something I want to do, though.
I'm going to go hang out with the boys and sit on a golf cart after my big studio pitch. I'll tell you how that went tomorrow. Big week ahead of us. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I love you guys. Love the besties. Yeah, this is the best thing I do, and yeah. I hope you got something from today's show, and let us know what you got if you did get something, and we'll see you tomorrow. What's tomorrow? We have a Reddit dump, right, Noah? We have, and we'll just get updates.
And I'll let you know what I shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll know how Andrew did in his PGA championship.
Can I just ask you one question?
Yes.
You said in your Instagram post when you were looking for a golf pro that you shoot in the high 80s?
Mid to high 80s.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's good.
I knew it was, because there's no way that you would say that unless it was good. I didn't even have to Google it. I go, I bet that's good, because
yeah, I always lean into being bragging. Obnoxious bragger.
But was that sincere or bragging?
The sincereness is that
there was nothing funny about that post. That was all
no.
sincere.
Well, no, I said, don't act surprised. Like, I'm that good. Like, don't be surprised by like, because you probably, because I am notoriously known for people, or it's, I don't
people
know.
People think that you're being serious when.
No, well, no. People think I'm shitty at stuff.
Oh.
And so when I'm good at something, they're like, well, you actually can throw a football.
That's kind of fun though, when people just discount you. Or would you rather they assume you're great at everything?
Probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to go.
Andrew
is a natural born athlete. He's good at golf, and we'll hear about it tomorrow. See you then.
Good. Yeah, my girl.